live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, we will take a look at the latest developments as parties continue to ask the Irish people for their vote on November 29th. A 68-year-old man originally from Derry who had been living in America has been sentenced today for 12 counts of indecent assault on a child. The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days with high numbers of people attending, and the first cold snap of the season will hit the country next week. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport coming up at 5:15. Looking first to general election news. Developing the primary care sector, guaranteeing graduate jobs and building facilities are featured in Labour's Health Service Transformation Plan. The party says if returned to government, it wants to ensure everyone in Ireland can get the treatment they need when they need it. It's promising to make free medical screenings available, as well as mental health assessments for every young adult. Dublin Finglas East TD Duncan Smith says fixing the Irish healthcare system isn't a quick one policy job.
We are the party of preventative measures. We are the party that supports screening, supports health screening. We will be rolling out more screening for different types of cancers. We will be lowering the age thresholds for the existing screening models. We will be bringing in a vaccine for shingles. These are measures that will keep people healthy. They're also pro-worker measures.
Well, People Before Profit says a free public transport system would reduce Ireland's emission by getting people out of cars. The party says the Greens' climate policies while in government resulted in rising pollution and endless traffic chaos. TD Paul Murphy says government's efforts haven't worked.
We really do think that the answer in the transport sector is carrot, not stick. A major problem with congestion charges, which will cost you in terms of public buy-in for the agenda of reducing carbon emissions, is the fact that it's deeply unequal.
Meanwhile, in Donegal, Sinn Féin deputies Padraig McLaughlin and Piers Doherty have called out government for failing to release funding to three Donegal organisations from the Children's Disability Grant. It was announced in June that the No Barriers Foundation, the Finn Valley Leisure Centre and Sprioga Sport were to receive money under the fund. A 68-year-old man originally from Derry who had been living in the Melrose America area had been sentenced today for 12 counts of indecent assault on a child. The victim was 11 years old when the abuse began in 1975. Ava Casey reports.
Derry Crown Court today heard that Damien Desmond Anderson was sentenced to serve 18 months in custody, followed by 2 years on probation. He will be placed on the sex offenders register for 10 years. The abuse occurred between August 1975 and August 1979. In June 2021, warrants were obtained for the extradition of Desmond Anderson from the USA. Mr. Anderson was extradited and brought back to Northern Ireland in January 2024. Detective Sergeant Jane Parker says their thoughts are with the victim and commended her bravery throughout the course of the investigation. She added that the passage of time is not a barrier to justice and has appealed to victims of sexual abuse to contact the police.
The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days with high numbers of people attending. SAILTA are requesting that people consider other options for non-emergency care, such as out-of-hour GP services and pharmacies, before attending the ED. The public are also asked not to visit the hospital if they have any respiratory symptoms or have had contact with someone who has COVID-19. Cameron Clark has the details.
Yesterday, 173 people attended the ED and the hospital is seeing similar high numbers today. There are currently 82 patients in the emergency department, with 12 patients waiting to be admitted. All available beds in the hospital are in use and patients are facing long waiting times to be admitted to a bed on a ward. Every effort is being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home, so beds will become available as soon as possible. SAILTA say they are committed to treating everyone who presents at the ED, but will do so strictly in order of medical priority. The hospital acknowledges these delays are very difficult for patients and their families, and apologises for the inconvenience and distress these delays cause.
A coalition of medical professionals and community leaders is asking general election candidates to sign up to a 5-point pledge committing to real improvements in local healthcare services. The group of healthcare advocates says there's five principles that must be adopted to address critical gaps in funding and services at Letterkenny University Hospital and throughout County Donegal. Tara Duggan has more.
The pledge states that Donegal residents have long faced extended wait times, overcrowded facilities and insufficient resources at Letterkenny University Hospital, one of the busiest in the country. Consultants at the hospital and GPs are seeking five immediate actions to address the situation. They are equitable funding, the implementation of Model 3 recommendations, the development of a surgical hub for Donegal, the modernisation of the intensive care unit and the development of a minor injury unit for Donegal. Consultant Dr. Áine Keating is spokesperson for the campaign. She says Donegal needs concrete commitments, not vague promises, and each candidate is being asked to sign this pledge as a commitment to the people of the county. A corresponding public declaration has been created for Donegal residents, allowing the community to show unified support for the pledge and call on candidates to take action.
Speaking to Highland Radio News, Dr. Áine Keating stressed that this is not a demand for extra funding and resources, rather a demand for Letterkenny to receive the same as other hospitals who do the same amount of work.
We're not looking for extra funding, we're just looking for equitable funding. We're looking for a surgical hub for Donegal, modernisation of the intensive care unit and a minor injuries unit for the county of Donegal as well. And finally, just to implement the recommendations from the Model 3 Hospital Report to try and ensure that we get adequate staffing, educational resources and infrastructure for the hospital enacted.
One of the responses that we often hear from ministers is that Letterkenny University Hospital receives the same funding as other similarly sized hospitals. But the point has often been made that Letterkenny University Hospital, size-wise, is 13th on a national scale. But in terms of patient throughput, in terms of the work being done, it's closer to sixth.
Absolutely. And we can see from even some of the budgets that have been allocated that actually, in fact, based on patient inpatient stays, get about 50% less than some other hospitals that are of equal size to us, such, for example, as Tullamore. As well as that, we are in a very unique position. We are geographically isolated. We don't have adjacent Model 4 hospitals to us. And that has a huge impact on the delivery of services and what we can offer patients here. So what we want to make sure is that we can offer the adequate resources and services for patients in this region, because we don't have the luxury of being so close to Galway or Dublin. So this is where it becomes really, really important. And we do offer some fantastic additional services that not other Model 3 hospitals of this stature can offer, such as the oncology service here, the breast care service, just to name but a few. So it is really important that we get equitable funding for our patients in this county.
Meanwhile, Buncrana's Children's Charity is asking candidates in the upcoming election to pledge their commitment to supporting local families facing the challenges of childhood illness. In a document released yesterday, the organisation, which runs a charity shop in the town, says it aims to ensure every child facing illness has unwavering support, resources and compassion. They're asking candidates to commit to supporting financial assistance to affected families, enhanced local healthcare services, respite support and assistance with access and transportation. Chairperson Adrian McMiller says there's been growing demand on the charity in recent years.
We hope every candidate calls in and signs our pledge, and we will publish and recognise every candidate who signs our pledge. We will be holding the candidates get elected to account with our manifesto, and we hope they work hard and raise the issues what our local families are going through, because at the end of the day, the TDs who's elected in our area are to represent everyone, and by I mean everyone is our local families who have sick children who is up and down hospitals.
Are you noticing an increase in the demand for your service?
Indeed, don't know for sure. We're actually open 8 years this week from Cranach Children's Charity. I noticed that it increased since after COVID. I was in Australia for a year, and when I came back and I got involved from the charity again, the amount of families, which has increased from before I went to Australia. Last year, we helped over 70 families.
The first cold snap of the season will hit the country next week. Met Aaron's issued a weather advisory for significantly colder conditions from Monday. Frost, ice and showers are expected, most widespread in the north and parts of the west. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says people will notice the change.
A very big change in the weather coming to Ireland over the next week, with a much, much cooler air moving down right across the country, and it could last for a lot of next week. Indeed, it could even last up to and including next weekend.
Police in Northern Ireland have confirmed they're now reviewing three cases recorded as suicide following the case of Katie Simpson. Earlier this week, a police watchdog report into the death of the show jumper found the police investigation was flawed and failed her family. Tara Griffiths has more.
21-year-old Katie died in 2020. Her sister's partner, Jonathan Creswell, claimed she took her own life but was later charged with her murder. He was found dead at his home while standing trial in April. The Ombudsman investigation said there had been a general lack of investigative mindset within the PSNI, which led to her death being treated as a suicide during the initial stages of the investigation. Now it's been revealed three cases are being looked at again in the wake of the probe.
A new health insurance company has launched in the market, bringing the number of providers operating here to four. Level Health is offering just four plans, which also include a free travel insurance cover. The health insurance regulator says a new provider in the market promotes competition and offers more choice. Health insurance expert Dermot Good says the people operating Level Health have decades of previous experience in the industry.
They've learned all the lessons from their previous incarnations under the other insurance companies in terms of how to streamline, how to make it more efficient. Time will tell if they can keep the pricing sustainable. But look, I would imagine they know fine well, like any new entrant, if you don't keep the pricing sustainable, well, consumers, you know, will basically simply go back to one of the insurance companies.
The time here at Highland Radio is quickly approaching 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport. It's quarter past five here in Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. Ruairi Higgins and Derry City have parted ways after a disappointing end to the 2024 season. In a statement posted on social media, the club said manager Higgins has been released from the remainder of his contract by mutual consent. The Candy Stripes finished fourth in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division and lost 2-0 to Drogheda United in last Sunday's FAI Cup final at the Aviva Stadium. Former Derry City winger Gareth McGlynn says wider change is now needed at the club.
They have got to get their back office in order. They haven't got a director of academy. They don't have a general manager. If Derry City are happy to win in the league every 20 plus years, then they continue with this, the structure that's in place, because that's what's going to deliver. It's going to be up and down, mid-table.
And Derry's captain Patrick McElhinney has also left the club today. He's set to sign for Irish league team Ballymena United in January after his contract expires with the Candy Stripes. Shelburne have also announced the departure of Matty Smith, Dean Williams and vice-captain Shane Griffin. The SSE Airtricity League Premier Division champions confirmed the trio would not be returning after their contracts expired at the end of this season. In golf, day two of the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai is in the books. Dennis Kerwin can tell us how the day's action went.
Shane Lowry fired in an excellent second round 67 that contained seven birdies and just two drop shots. That round moved Lowry into a tie for fifth place on six under par, just three shots off the lead, and in with a chance of winning the DP World Tour Championship for the first time as he heads into the weekend. But leading the way at present is Francis Antoine Rosner. His best of the day round of 65 propelled him up to nine under par and into the outright lead. Rosner leads by a single shot from Tyrrell Hatton and Rory McIlroy, both on eight under. McIlroy was up to 9 under after 7 holes, but bogeys at 8 and 10 halted his momentum. However, a lovely birdie at the last completed a round of 69, and he will play with Rosner in the final group tomorrow. Tom McKibben signed for a second round 70 for a 3 under par total, and that has him just inside the top 20 going into the weekend at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Our golf coverage is with Halfpenny Golf, top brands, best prices. And Rory McIlroy says it was an inconsistent day for him in Dubai.
I got off to a great start, 4 under through 7, feeling like I was in total control of what I was doing, and then I just started to miss a few fairways around the turn. And you know, when you start missing fairways the way the course is set up this week, you're going to start to struggle.
In rugby, Ireland will be looking to avoid back-to-back defeats when they host Argentina at the Aviva Stadium in an autumn international this evening. Felipe Contepomi's Pumas have taken a series of scalps in 2024, defeating New Zealand, Australia and South Africa in the Rugby Championship. Cian Healy is in line to earn a record equaling 133rd cap for his country from the bench. Kickoff is at 10 past 8. In boxing, Amanda Serrano is confident that she can take Katie Taylor's World Light Welterweight boxing titles tonight. Both fighters have successfully weighed in under the 138 pounds limit ahead of their co-main event on the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul card in Texas. Taylor edged their first meeting on points in New York 2 years ago, and Serrano thinks tonight could be the second leg of a trilogy.
Look what happened with her and Chantel. You know, she got beat and then she came back and she beat Chantel. So I think the story will remain just like that. And she said she would like the trilogy. The trilogy was mentioned from the very first fight, so maybe they knew something that I didn't know.
In darts, Mickey Mansell is in quarterfinal action at the Grand Slam of Darts in Wolverhampton this evening. The Tyrone native faces Scotland's Cameron Menzies from around quarter past seven. The winner faces either Martin Lukman or former world champion Rob Cross in the last four. And finally, just a mention of our live games on Highland Radio Sport over the weekend. Tomorrow, Maureen O'Donnell will be providing live updates from the ladies' Ulster Junior Club Football Championship final between Downings and Warren Port from 1:30. After that, at 4, there will be live match commentary from Oisin Kelly and Brendan Kilcoyne of the Men's Ulster Club Junior Football Championship semi-final featuring Niamh Padraig, Ishka Kane Muff against Collegeland of Armagh. And on Sunday Sport, our feature game in local soccer will be the clash between Bonagie United and Fannin United in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division. That is all your sport for today. I'll be back with more tomorrow afternoon. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Donegal County Council is being asked to review priority group water schemes with a focus on improving the scheme in Letterbrick, which serves five local families. The review has been ordered by the Housing and Local Government Minister, Dara O'Brien, who's seeking more information regarding options to minimise costs and details about the history of the scheme and specific local challenges. Earlier this month, 12 group water schemes in Donegal received substantial funding, but Letterbrick was not included. Election candidate Pat Cope-Gallagher says that needs to be addressed.
When the group water schemes or the community schemes were announced by the minister, there was great concern in the Gaeltacht-Lar and the Letterbrick area when a Letterbrick scheme was not included. So I had been in touch with the minister prior to that, but I certainly had a number of exchanges with him over the last week, and culminating in a letter from him to the chief executive of Donegal County Council suggesting that this scheme now should be reviewed, and it will be. Therefore, it will require further information from Donegal County Council, and I expect they will have some months to submit that. And I'm confident when that is submitted that it has to be a positive outcome, because there are 50 domestic connections in this area where the quality of water is poor, intermittent breakdowns in supply. So I'm pleased to have received this, and unusually it's from the minister himself to the county chief executive. So it's good news. It's the amber light, which is much better than the red light.
The reality is still, though, it could be up to a year and possibly more before any work is actually done. In the meanwhile, a community waits.
Well, I expect that it'll be in a matter of months when the council will respond. And I know the council engineers and the council administration are very anxious to get this over the line, so I believe that they'll deal with it fairly quickly. It's a slow, cumbersome process, but it's going in the right direction.
Ishka Éireann is appealing to customers in Remelton and Milford, meanwhile, to continue their efforts to conserve water and protect supply. Following an increase in water usage by households and businesses supplied in these areas and low lake levels at Milford, customers are being asked to be mindful of their usage and to allow supply to catch up with demand and enable reservoirs to fully replenish. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Ishka Éireann say they've taken a number of measures in order to safeguard the supply at Milford, including reducing abstraction from the lake in recent months by almost 50%. They say this reduction is being carefully monitored to ensure that local water supply needs continue to be met without putting excessive pressure on the lake's resources. In tandem with that, they're also actively addressing water leakage in the Milford and Remelton areas, with some works set to take place around Milford tomorrow. They're also appealing to customers in these areas to conserve water to give the reservoirs time to replenish, saying any reduction that customers can make in their usage can collectively result in significant supply improvements for all homes and businesses. People are being urged to check out the Ishka Éireann Conservation Calculator on water.ie and ensure that leaks on their premises are detected and dealt with.
Gaza is being described as one of the most dangerous theatres any humanitarian agencies have worked in. UNICEF says the frustration of trying to get aid into the enclave is maddening. There's particular concern over access to northern Gaza. UNICEF spokesperson James Elder says not enough aid is getting through.
aid agencies have pushed everything possible and have not been allowed in any sizable number into the north. Rescue teams are attacked. Hospitals are attacked. You know, winter in the south, and last month, 10% of the sort of tents and tarpaulins and blankets was able to be delivered to people. And it's happening in plain view. Yes, international journalists are banned for a clear reason, but I think now that it should be painfully clear.
Well, the Ukrainian president believes the war against Russia will end faster under incoming Donald Trump's administration. Volodymyr Zelensky says he spoke to the US president-elect and claims that Mr. Trump was not against Ukraine's position. He says Ukraine remains in negotiation with the US and European leaders, adding the incoming Trump administration has promised society the war will end. And for weather now, mostly cloudy for the rest of today with patchy drizzle, mist and fog in moderate southwest winds. The winds will be fresh at times near the west coast. Cloudy for a time tonight with patches of mist and drizzle. A band of rain will develop near the north coast early tonight and gradually move southwards. Drier, colder conditions with clear spells will follow from the north, moving to all parts by morning. Lows of 4 to 7 degrees Celsius in moderate southwest winds veering northwest by morning, and it will be coldest towards dawn. To conclude this evening's news, political parties are continuing to ask the Irish people for their vote on November 29th. Developing the primary care centre sector, guaranteeing graduate jobs and building facilities are featured in Labour's health service transformation plan. And People Before Profit says a free public transport system would reduce Ireland's emissions by getting people out of cars. A 68-year-old man originally from Derry who had been living in Melrose, America, has been sentenced today for 12 counts of indecent assault on a child. The victim was 11 years old when the abuse began in 1975. The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days with high numbers of people attending. SAILTA are requesting that people consider other options for non-emergency care, such as out-of-hour GP services and pharmacies before attending the ED. And finally, the first cold snap of the season will hit the country next week. Met Aaron's issued a weather advisory for significantly colder conditions from Monday. Frost, ice and showers are expected, most widespread in the north and parts of the west. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, November 15th. The death has occurred of Leonard Timoney, Ballymacool, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Sunday at 1:30 in St. Columbkill's Church, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade funeral directors. The death has taken place of Mary Brown, Nee McCrory, formerly of Coleman Ford Strabane and Legford Drum, reposing at her daughter Bernadette Barclay's home, 63 Listnefin Park, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 6:15 to St Mary's Church, Melmount, for funeral mass on Sunday morning at 10:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Woodmount Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place in Birmingham, England, of Davy Robb, formerly of Drumfad Rafoe. The committal of his ashes will take place in Ballindrate Presbyterian Church Graveyard on Sunday afternoon at 2:30. The death has taken place of Robert Haughey, formerly of Listillion, Letterkenny. Robert's remains will repose at his daughter Sandra and husband Brian Diamond's residence at Raymahe Manor, Cunningham, today until 10 p.m, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by interment in St Patrick's Church Cemetery, Drumkeen. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to St Eunan's Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Barry Quigley, 28 Bells Park Road, Sion Mills, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam on churchmedia.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.